It's 7 o'clock, so I think I'll call the meeting to order. And for the tape, I have to say that it's Wednesday, November 30th. And this is the Municipal Budget Committee, the joint meeting with the school board and SAU and administration. So the first thing we do is have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, since we have a few new faces here today, I'd just like to go around and let everybody introduce themselves. So I'll start and we'll go this way. I'm Lynn Chivers, I'm on the Budget Committee.
Rob Jones, also on the Budget Committee.
Chuck Snow, Municipal Budget Committee.
Christina Icke, School Board.
Dana Buckley, School Board.
Stephanie Helming, School Board and Budget Committee.
Matt Woodrow, School Board.
Lynn Berg, Superintendent.
Marge Pollock, Assistant Superintendent.
Corey's Becky, Business Administrator.
Stacy, Director of Student Services.
Rusty Ann, Budget Committee and Selectman.
Susan Gill, Budget Committee.
And we lost our principal.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. Now, our secretary is not here tonight. Well, she's also a member of the Budget Committee because she tested positive for COVID this morning. So we're recording the meeting as always. However, she doesn't know everybody, and she definitely doesn't know people's voices. So I want everybody to make a real effort to say your name before you speak, because when she does the minutes, she won't have a clue who you are. So all of, and that includes all of us, because she knows our voices maybe a little better, but she won't have any idea who's speaking. So if we could just try to remember, and I'll try to remember to remind you if we don't remember. So I think we won't look at the minutes. We'll wait for the minutes till we finish, so we don't have to keep all these folks. And I'm apologizing for my appearance because I got into the poison ivy, so I look like I got beat up, but I didn't. Okay, so we'll just start with our questions, I guess. And here we have the answers to our questions. So if all of you have this little pile of stuff that I gave you, there's the questions and the answers. Oh, okay. How is Candia's share for the SAU determined, calculated as percentage of a total assessed value for all three member towns and percentage of total average daily membership for all three towns? So that means the membership of the students.
Yes.
So the assessed value and the number of students. Is that correct? I think that was your question. That.
I had it in relation to some of the other resources, like the IT staff. It looked like we were sharing that now, and there was a couple other things that were shared amongst the SAU.
Is that
the Bill Rarick, superintendent, the IT, what we did was we made the, I want to use the right term, what's the what we call the name of that? He's a technician, computer technician. We have a full-time computer technician here all day, every day. But instead of hiring a full-time tech director, we've contracted out and we hired the tech director in Hookson, and he does the work independent from his other job. So that's a cost for us to pay for his services, to oversee our budget and things of that nature.
But then in total, it didn't increase us.
It didn't increase us a lot, no.
It was actually, I believe,
the economy is good.
Were there some other shared resources across the SAU as well?
Yeah. No, that's the only one that, and it's not really shared, because he does it outside of his work day and hooks it. Unless it's an emergency, he'll come over. But we, unfortunately, we have talked about it at the SAU level, but we don't have any shared services amongst the three districts.
Okay.
Other than myself, Marge, and Corey.
So, question, Rusty Ann.
Okay, thanks.
He's billed by, you bill him by the hour? In each district, that's what it is?
Yes, he, whenever Dan does work for us, he bills us by the, it's an hour.
But I mean, for Candia, is that a separate bill, or does it go through the superintendent?
All bills. I mean, it goes to, it bills directly to Candia.
Okay, so there's a line item here for that, is what it is?
I believe it is, yes.
Is that the media?
No, it's IT.
Yeah, we had some, we'll talk about the IT section, because we had some other questions about that also.
Question 11.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, everybody ready to move on? Okay, number two, how many teachers do we currently have? We show three retirements, and how many of those will be replaced? Retiring teachers will be replaced, the positions are in the budget at MA Step 5 with a family health plan, and I guess there's currently 31 teachers, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just, so when we say 31 teachers, again, Bill Rarick, superintendent, we're talking, so we have 17 classroom teachers, we have three special ed teachers, we have one guidance counselor, what's the five?
Unified arts, art music, is that that kind of thing?
And we have two nurses, but they're part-time, so they equal one. We have two reading specialists and a math specialist. So that makes up the 31.
Actually, 30 full-time professional staff.
Okay, but they're not all classroom teachers?
No.
No, only 17 are.
Okay. Okay. When is our next opportunity to renegotiate the Pinkerton contract? The district signed a 20-year contract in 2018. The board can ask to renegotiate with Pinkerton every 5 years. I guess the next question is, are there any plans to ask?
I just want Dana Buckley.
Dana?
School board. The date is wrong. The contract was not signed in 2018. We are on the board in 2017. The contract had already been signed. I just pulled it out of this. Dated 2015, so.
The first 5 years came up.
It was most definitely signed down the deal before we went on the board in 2017.
What we can negotiate at 23?
Yes.
I'm just saying, that's not when the contract is formally, it leads one to believe that this board is.
No, this board didn't do it, but.
So, I want to clarify.
But I think it went into.
The actual date was signed October 1st, 2015, by Pinkerton and by the Kansas School District.
2015, October 1st, was when it was written.
But the renewal date is 2023.
Okay.
This, come March, the board can notify Pinkerton that at the end of the contract, they don't want to renew it, and the contract would just expire when the contract is set to expire, or the board can enter into negotiations with them to try to get more favorable language.
Is there any plan to do any of that?
We'd have to have another school to send our high school kids.
I think it's two parts. One, if.
No, it's okay to say no, there are no plans.
No, the board doesn't, right now, the board doesn't have a plan to say no, that
right.
They don't want to go to Pinkerton. They do want to ask to renegotiate the terms of the agreement, not necessarily just decline.
Right, right. That's kind of, when we said renegotiate, we were thinking of not changing high schools, but changing some of the terms.
Right, verbiage in the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can, this is Matt Woodrow, school board. I think one of the things we're going to ask for, Lynn, is to maybe put like a ceiling on the percentage increase that, you know, can go up, because this year, are we at 9 or 10%?
You mean the tuition?
It ended up being 8.2.
8.2, which is pretty significant.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to enter into renegotiation on language in the contract and put something like a ceiling for a percentage increase, like it won't go above 6% each year. We have to get something in there so we have some sort of security over that. It wasn't negotiated in the original contract, so we're hoping to maybe get that. Now, they don't have to approve that.
Right.
They can say no, but I think we should ask, because, I mean, if it's 8.whatever% this year, next year it could be 12%. We have no control over that increase.
The contract, again, as Dana pointed out, preceded all of us. But the contract, just not for Candia, but also for Hooksett and Auburn, there's none of that protective language for the school boards. The way the contract was written, it says the Candia School Board can ask to go into negotiations, and they have to meet with us, but they don't have to agree to it.
Right.
The way it's written. So all the terms favor them versus...
The contract, I'm not reading directly from the contract. Dana about the Candia School Board. I think when we had discussed it before, if we can't come to an agreement, it was to go to mediation. Was there language or something like that? No.
I don't think so.
No, I thought we had discussed that. Maybe some type of language in the contract.
But to answer your question, then we will be asking to enter into negotiations with the Jeff.
For language changes, but not for a new school.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's kind of what we were thinking about, too. Okay. Do all students, no matter which town, pay the same tuition at Pinkerton? Tuition rate is set by Pinkerton on an annual basis. Same amount is charged to all the sending districts. Okay. We were just wondering if somebody got a volume discount on the tuition.
No, Gary would love that.
That's what I was wondering. So we just thought, well, we're not going to get it, but maybe some of them.
No, Gary doesn't.
Yeah, Gary doesn't get it. Okay.
Sorry, Rob Jones. And they were also impacted by that same percentage increase?
Yes, everybody. Yes.
Everyone got the same 8.2.
Yep.
Okay.
And everybody, at least the SAU, and talking to my other superintendents that send students, nobody was happy with that.
Yeah.
And Gary also takes, Matt, when you're a school board, Gary also takes the hit on the building projects as well, because it's local tax there. So they kind of get doubled. If they're building a new building
in addition. Dan, do any other districts have a ceiling?
No.
No.
No other districts.
And I guess this is more just as a, it's not really, I guess, related specific to the budget questions, but are some of the other sending towns? It sounds like none of the sending towns right now have any point of strength from a negotiation standpoint. Are some of the larger sending towns looking at alternatives?
I don't believe they are. If they are, Derry would be the biggest in the group, and I'm not aware of anything.
Derry's very vocal about their, they're not satisfied with the contract, and they're frustrated about the taxes, and so they're very vocal about that during those joint meetings.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
And to switch schools would be kind of a rather large undertaking. I mean, you're going to have kids that are caught in the middle, right? Like if you pivot and you need to have an agreement with a new school in place, because it's not just like,
we've done it.
We did it.
No, I know, but it's just, as mentioned, that it's difficult. It's a process.
And also adding to the complication is where you can send your students. Candia might have a little more flexibility because of the smaller number, but it becomes a distance issue. Like Londonderry's far away, Pembroke. You know, there's not that many places where you can actually send a high school kid. So it's challenging the dilemma, to say the least.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five. Special Ed High School, line 5563 for $837,000. Does all that money go to Pinkerton? And for how many students? Special Ed tuition is tiered on the basis of need for the student. For each student, the base tuition is paid. Then a premium is paid based on the program the child is enrolled in. Budget is based on 27 students. 21 resource, 5 passes, 1 NECC, what's that?
New England Center for Autism runs a program through Pinkerton to support
that's
students with very intensive
needs. NECC, okay.
Yep.
And will be adjusted to reflect actual tuition rates as issued by PA Board of Trustees.
Which we have adjusted for that, and that's in the most up-to-date.
So that does all go to Pinkerton? Then?
Yes, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. All right, everybody good with that?
I think we were having a hard time tracking some of the special education dollars.
Right.
Because they change as children graduate from one area to the other. And we were just having a hard time reconciling between elementary going to middle school, going to high school.
Yep. And when you see public academy, that's Pinkerton. But then you'll see out-of-district tuition for high school. That's a different cohort of students that need even more specialized services that Pinkerton can't provide to the child.
Number six. Will there be a plan to meet the needs of the advanced learners? This line was reduced because we did not have any eighth grader students signed up this year for the advanced math course, which is offered by Pinkerton for our eighth graders. The line item was funded at a lower level in case we have a student express interest in taking the class.
Well, hold up. So I have an eighth grader, and that was never offered. I mean, they're doing the online advanced math, but there was never a course offered at Pinkerton.
That's for students who have already completed an Algebra 1 program and who need an Algebra 2 course. We've had that happen in the past. If we have students who the VLACS option cannot meet their need, that's when we look to, is there a Pinkerton course that we can utilize that would meet their need? But currently our students, the VLACS course can meet the need.
Okay. But you wouldn't have had, I mean, the VLACS was only offered this year, so you wouldn't have had any 7th graders take the VLACS.
No,
you could have done
it. We've had VLACS offered previous years as well to different cohorts of students.
Okay.
The cohort that we have currently in 8th grade, this year is a year that was identified that these students could benefit from more, so that's why we currently have an 8th grade cohort utilizing VLACS.
I get it. I get the VLACS. Just the wording of the answer is odd.
Okay. That was Susan Gill and Becky.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Becky Green. So you know who's.
Because we know each other.
Yeah, I know. We know you, but we're doing this for the tape.
Sorry.
Because the person who does the minutes is not here. Okay. Okay. Principal services line 5330 for $31,003. Is this position a police officer? Yes, that is for the school resource officer.
Again, that's for a part-time. We've talked to the chief, he's spoken to the board. It would be 25 to 30 hours a week. The number represents the higher, the 30 hours number. Salary.
Russ Dan, is that now being paid by the school?
Currently, we don't have one right now.
I know that.
Yeah, we would pay for it. That would be
all right, so you're taking care of all the FICA and the retirement.
Yes, that
and
would
everything.
Be all part of the cost.
So what's the requirement on that person?
The person has to be a certified police officer.
That's the hard part right now.
Right. You know, we've talked to the chief about finding, he's already having challenges as other police.
All throughout the state.
The state. So this is obviously if we can find someone. And it would we had talked about possibly a retiree, but
I was talking with the chief. I'm just trying to figure out where it's at. It's not in his budget. It's yours.
Right.
But he reports.
He would do the hiring. They would do the interviewing. We would be part of the interview process, but we would be paying for the person.
Okay.
Would he be available to the police chief?
The way, what we've talked to the chief about was that we would be paying just for work here at the school. I don't, that would really be a question for him and the folks on the town side if they wanted to use that person more. I would assume they could if they had the funds for it.
Well, that could be worked out. It's just that what your requirements are at that point. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I think the safety of the children at this point, more than anything.
Okay, Dick Snow asked the question if the resource officer would also be available for the town. Yeah. So that was the question. Okay. Why such a big increase in electricity when we just installed so many LEDs and we were told that we were going to save so much money? Last year, let's see, that's number 8. Too soon to tell what the savings impact would be going forward. The budgeted amount is a projection based on the increasing supply rate. So we don't really know what our savings will be. That's
Corey is Mickey, business administrator. It's too soon to tell what the impact of all the improvements are going to be, and the project isn't fully completed yet. I think once the project is completed and we have some more historical data, we'll be able to make appropriate adjustments going forward.
Okay.
Let me
go ahead.
We've done it in the town, and in the recycling center, there's considerable loss of reduction in it. So are you keeping it level funded is what you're doing?
I went based off of prior year actual with a slight increase for
it was an increase, yeah.
Okay.
It's doubled.
Yes.
There's been a 100% increase.
It's doubled?
My house has.
All LEDs?
You go on to PSNH, no.
Oh, wow.
The supply rates. Everything is, so you got to be careful when you're budgeting.
We're just being cautious on this line. We know that there will be safe. Just because we thought, Stephanie, before the meeting started, thought we were doing a PowerPoint because the lights were out. The lights turn on automatically. Yeah. You know, so we will see the savings. We're just being conservative in our estimate on that line.
So you're, Rob Jones, so you're doing the budget based on kilowatt hours used previous years and then just applying the new rate, right?
Yes.
Stephanie, Budget Committee and School Board question. Have we figured out the rebates be coming in and how the rebates will be coming in? Will it hit this expense line or will it be like a grant?
In the past, when I've had the similar types of projects, it goes in as a rebate against the expenditure line.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Why such a big increase in oil for 21-22 and currently? Has our new boiler and additional insulation helped to decrease that? Last year we had a credit of $12,950 for an overpayment made at the SAU level. Amy, our former business administrator, suggested that we use that money to buy more fuel instead of crediting our account. Another factor is the cost of fuel per gallon. On June 18th of 21, we paid $2.48 a gallon. March 17th of 2022, we paid $3.07 a gallon. As of June 15th, 2022, we paid $5.20 a gallon. As for additional insulation, in the past few years, we had the gym, the kitchen, gym storage area, and the 1938 building insulated at that time. The boilers are now 8 years old. Didn't we get a new boiler? I thought we got a new...
Air handlers.
Oh.
Wasn't it just, what we just did was air handlers?
It was air handlers?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They're not installed, the HVAC units, they have not installed them. But the boiler, we asked, you know, Linda Byrne, our Bill Rarick superintendent, Linda Byrne, who's our maintenance director, Linda gave us all this information. I asked twice about the boiler. Because the question said, you know, it was a new boiler.
Yeah, that's...
I remember, Rob Jones, I remember that at one of my first budget committee meetings. I think we were going through some of those additional dollars that the school did not return to us, and I thought it was put towards a new boiler.
Oh, I have those right here.
We
have two boilers,
So, I don't think there's been any boilers.
We added money to the project to do... While we were in there, wasn't it things on the roof? While we redid the roof, we...
The old one, the 1938 boiler was replaced. I'll have to double check with one.
Yeah.
She said that.
We did spend our...
Version of the project.
We added to the project with our end of year money.
We'll get back to you on that one.
200.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the list of encumbrances here. And there's one here. Energy efficient INV, $355,250.
Right, that's, those are the air handlers.
Those were the air handlers.
HVAC units, right.
Okay.
They're not the boilers.
Okay.
And then. So Rob Jones again, just a question on that, on that credit. So there was a credit that didn't get returned, that was not, there was a credit that we didn't do, we saved it. So I'm assuming, did you do like a pre-buy for oil then?
Yes, we just purchased oil with it.
And that was done at the SAU level?
Yeah.
And a certain percentage of that came back to Candia?
That was all SAU money. That was all Candia money.
That was all Candia money?
Yes.
So do we still have like a surplus of fuel that we pre-bought that hasn't been used yet?
I don't believe so. Double check, but I think we've already bought it all.
Part of that should be if there's an emergency generator out here that you don't use, deliver source has a problem, which happens sometimes.
Maybe tonight.
But remember, 21-22 was high, and then 22-23 went down. And that's when, because of the credit. And then 23-24 went up again. Remember, that was why we had one of that question.
I don't remember that question.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes from 20,
yeah.
Gail budget, but it goes from 24 to 60, and then the adopted budget's 36. We don't have 2023 actuals.
Right, well, we just have the budget.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So, okay. Okay.
Well, yeah, so our prices have what, doubled? What are they now, $6?
It's $5.
$5 in...
Currently it's $5.20. That was June, so I'm wondering what...
Question. Just looking at the answer to that. So we purchased oil in June of 21 and then March of 22. Is that like a regular schedule, June, March, or pretty close to one? Would we anticipate because we just purchased oil in June of this year, so would we anticipate sometime around March of next year would be our next purchase for oil?
I don't.
I'm just going on the past.
Yeah, year. I'd have to look at what our pattern is for ordering oil.
Right now, it's closer to $6 now.
Yep.
$5.20. Who knows what it'll be in a month?
Okay. All right. Why such a big increase in transportation? The current bus contract expires the end of 22-23 school year. Since the contract bus company, Student Transportation of America, has not been able to fulfill its current contractual obligations, the school board is going out to bid, has entered into contract negotiations with First Student. The projected increase is a result of First Student purchasing 5 new buses, increases in the cost of gas, salary, and benefits for their drivers, and startup costs for a new facility. Increases for year 2 and forward would be 3% per year. So the question is, though, is First Student going to be able to come up with bus drivers? I mean, if they get 5 buses, it's not going to make a difference.
That is something that we've discussed at great length. First Student has been they've been very upfront with us. We actually pursued them and asked them to bid because they initially didn't submit a bid when we went out for our RFP. And they've been upfront from the beginning saying they can't guarantee it.
Right.
With that said, you might be saying, why change? The current company that we've had so many problems with them. The board just felt it was better to go with a new company and new management, because while the quality of service, we've been able to get our kids to and from school this year so far, and if I had wood, I'd knock on it. In order to get them to the level that they're at, they had to dedicate STA, area vice president, to run the bus company for the SAU 15. We feel that if we went with them and renewed with STA, that that person would no longer be there and would still have the same service issues we had for the previous year and a half. Even before COVID, we had problems with the bus company. Both First Student pays their bus drivers more. They have a better benefit package. I think they will be very competitive in getting drivers or recruiting drivers because they have a better benefit package than what STA offers. So our hopes are that it will improve.
Okay.
I just point out too that this was an SAU board decision, and when we voted on it, as Bill said, the main concern was, you know, taking care of the students. We actually had a situation where the Pinkerton students were left there in the morning. A bus was not on the way, you know, he told us. So that was just one example of the type of thing we had to deal with this day. And when we voted on it, it was nearly unanimous as the SAU board. There was only one person that voted. So it was a consensus decision for the most part.
Okay.
Lynn.
Yes, go ahead.
Rush. What's this cost for a new facility? What's the facility?
Right now, the facility that STA uses is not, First Student doesn't believe it meets their standard that they need. They have land that they're going to lease in Hooksett, and they're going to put in offices and things that they need to run the buses out of Hooksett.
Oh, so that's what it is?
Yes.
So we're just helping them cover that cost.
Right, it's spread to all three. Hooksett pays a much bigger share. Auburn pays more than Candia, and Candia has a share. But yeah, it's a shared cost.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay. Okay, then now we get to the IT. What is the pre-employment function? Is our IT person part-time? If so, why are we paying for health insurance? Is there a length of service requirement for an employee who gets tuition reimbursement? Okay. Typo on the sheet. Should be function 2840, which represents information technology. Employee is full-time and therefore eligible for health insurance. Okay, so that means this sheet. That one has a typo. Okay. And then is there a length of service requirement for employee who gets a tuition reimbursement? That wasn't answered. No, there isn't?
No, there is not.
There's no, okay. All right. All right. In tab one in our binder, what is included in the support services category? So we have the general categories, and then we have support services. That was number 13. 12. What is the cost per student at the Moore School? What is the total cost per student at Pinkerton? Cost per student at the Moore School per the approved DOE 25 is $20,461.94, and we did not get an answer to the total cost for the Pinkerton students.
Pinkerton tuition.
That's not what we asked. The total cost, which it would include transportation and any support services they get from.
Do we need to put that on the DOE 25?
What's that?
The cost for high school students? No, because it's not our high school. Yeah.
The high school cost for Pinkerton, and I'll get the exact number for you tomorrow because I was just looking at it. It's 17,000, low 17,000s, their high school cost.
Okay.
Okay, and...
Their cost per student?
Yes.
So, oh yeah, because it would be...
And the tuition, it's just the tuition?
The tuition is $15,428.
Okay.
For next year.
Okay.
Now, and just to put the cost per pupil for Moore School, the state average in 2021 was $21,843.
State average?
State average for the, and I believe that's the most recent I could find, was 2021, was $21,843.
Is that for elementary or middle or a combination?
That's just the cost. It's a pupil cost going on in my little sheet out. That's per pupil cost. That's,
so it'd be anything, all the way through high school?
It'd be through, yeah.
K through 12.
K through 12.
Can you break it out into regular ed, like subtract the special ed so you can see what portion? Because I'm assuming it would be quite a bit lower.
You can do that. We can do that ourselves. We can back out our special ed costs. Yeah. It's close to what the tuition rate actually is next year.
Yes.
Ironically.
Okay.
Rob Jones, could we go back to question 11? Just because I need
sure.
some education on
sure.
it. I don't know what function 2840 is.
That's information technology.
It's information technology.
See, it said in here, though, pre-employment function, and we were really confused because we didn't know what that meant. But it really should
I'll
be.
I'll defer to the business.
Information technology.
It really should be. It's the 2840, which is information technology. It's really the business administrator.
The line is labeled
the
wrong.
The accounting for school districts is identical throughout the state, so we all use the same functions and everything. In 2840 is represented as information technology.
Okay. I think I follow now.
Okay. Then in tab one of our binder, what is included in the support services category?
That's Corey again. That's just IT. That's all that's encompassed in there.
So
support services.
That's coming. That's the 91,000. That's all IT. Okay. And anticipated warrant articles, the budget, and there will or will not be a teacher's contract.
We are hopeful there will be one, but we are in the process. We're still negotiating.
Oh, so the, any other warrant articles you anticipate?
Those would be in the two that we discussed.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Because the warrant articles are due pretty soon.
Yep.
Okay.
No, we know.
I know you know that. Okay. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, we're hoping to open something for our meeting tomorrow
we're
night
hope.
To sign.
Oh.
We're very close.
Okay. All right. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions?
That's our last meeting.
But
we would have one ourselves.
Okay. If there are no other questions, then we will do our our provisional decisions on the entire budget. And you can stay or you can not stay. It's totally up to you.
Sure, we're good. Questions.
What's that?
Questions sure, we're good.
What?
Questions?
Yeah, we asked our questions.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Just look at them. I point to numbers.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Hi.
sooner.
Payment.
We had it at our house.
Not a lot, you know, our lease.
I'm gonna ask, I can ask.
We were just in Auburn for a strategic plan.
Good to see you.
Stephanie, you gonna join us?
Yes.
You're not letting her out. Eighth grader goes.
Yeah, so I don't think
she has her Pinkerton welcome meeting in January.
Yeah, it's on the town website.
And I told him when he was
okay, before we move on, I would like to do the minutes just because I don't want to get way behind. Okay.
Fictional abstains because I wasn't there.
Okay. Does everybody have their. Yeah. Okay, first off, I know I'm losing it, but we weren't at the town office, were we?
No.
We're at the Smith Public Building. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Smith Memorial Building down
Smith
the basement.
Smith Memorial Building. Okay. And. There was something else in here. Maybe not. Oh, and about the middle, she said, I said it depend on the chairman, how they vote. I think that should be when. The chairman doesn't have anything to do with how the selectmen vote. The chairman determines when they vote. So I'm going to change that how to when. I hope I didn't say how, but that's really what I was talking about.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean that.
I know
was
that you're not asking how they vote on something.
Yeah,
you're saying when they vote. That's when it's
Yeah, because the chairman decides when they're going to vote on that. Okay. And then she lists all the questions, which are the ones we just went over. Any other changes or corrections to the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as updated by Lynn during the meeting.
Okay, Rob makes the motion. Is there a second?
That's the November 30th
one,
right?
Ooh,
November
17th.
Oh, okay.
Today is November 30th. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, we're all in favor.
Rob.
Aye.
Yeah, Paul.
Stephanie.
Dick abstains.
I wasn't here, but.
No, I was abstaining from the 30th.
Today's the 30th.
No.
No, you're abstaining for the 17th, Dick. You weren't here.
You weren't there.
You weren't at this meeting.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you were gone.
You, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But we needed a majority, so you can still.
I wasn't there.
So, all in favor. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor, and Dick abstains.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, let's look at the budget. Let's talk about the budget.
Should we do or don't have a new one?
We
they
do.
Made some updates to this.
We do have a new one. Here, okay. I didn't want to give you those because I don't want everybody to get confused.
And you have a big one. Oh,
here.
Have some.
This is the new one. Okay. I put a date on this one, but I didn't put a date on all of them.
You want one?
I didn't bring my whole bunch.
You got one? Okay.
I know. That's the first thing I thought of. This is 11,
is 30. Down the lower right-hand corner?
22. Okay. Absolutely. You got it. You're right.
Thank you.
I was trying to keep them straight.
Steph's good. She's
Stephanie's
got one.
Matt,
do you want one?
There's one for you.
If you guys have an extra copy, Rob.
Sure.
Thank you.
I have an electronic. I want.
Corey.
Lynn does.
That's great. Yeah, they're usually so small, it's hard to read.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. So I'll save all this for Todd and Brenda. One for Todd and one for Brenda. Okay. And I'll give you this. Okay. No, I don't have one for me. Do I have one for me? 14. 11:30. All right. So, in the past, this is just basically, I guess, for you, because everybody else was here. Oh, and Russ wasn't here before. In the past, what we've done is instead of going line by line with this budget, because there's so much here, we've looked at the big picture and decided, yes, we think it's a reasonable budget. We're not going to make any changes or corrections. Or, no, we don't think it's a reasonable budget, and we've taken off either a percentage or a dollar amount. And then the school board goes back and figures out how to make everything work. Okay, so at this point, the default budget is just barely under $10 million, and the proposed operating budget is 10.3. And personally, I don't believe we could ever in good conscience recommend a budget below the default budget, because those are the contractual obligations. And we can't, I don't know. I don't know how you do that. But.
And they have made updates since our last discussion of the budget.
And
come in
one of the sheets that we got shows what the updates were.
So the original increase was 4.71, now it's 3.80.
Yeah. There were some changes on this thing. That's right with your.
Oh, I got it right here. Yep.
Yeah. So that it's mostly
insurance.
Dental, yeah.
Yeah.
And Pinkerton tuition rate.
Yeah.
And the 3.80 is the operating budget. If you look at what the town's responsible for, that's the
2.25. Yes. That's what we control.
Yeah.
The others we have not.
So adjusted for actual Pinkerton, I'm sorry, I don't want to
knock
track from where you. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Just question. So did we just have the wrong contractual tuition rate listed in the original budget?
We didn't have the actual number, so we went off of a projected increase.
Okay.
Because we're talking about 23-24.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So since the books came out, the real numbers came out.
Okay. And that reflects the real number with that 8.2% increase or whatever. I guess the only positive is that it still gave you an opportunity to lower it because you would have estimated even higher.
Yes.
I can just share, Todd Woodrow, school board, one of the pieces of feedback that we've given to Pinkerton is that we'd like to receive the number much sooner. All of the boards have asked that, and they've pulled it in probably 2 weeks earlier than they, like, sometimes we don't even have that number at this meeting, so they have pulled that number in, but it still makes it extremely difficult for us to know. We have to put a placeholder in. We don't get that number until the last minute, and then that changes what our, you know, final number is. So, anyways, we've made that request again this year and told them, please next year, bring that, you know, back a couple weeks so we get it sooner, so. That's why we had the last minute change, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
That's fine. When it keeps going down, we're not going to complain about the last minute change. Okay.
Well, but what we could have, you know, we only put 7% in as a placeholder, and then we got an 8%
increase. Right.
Yeah.
What I'm concerned about is
how
high does this keep going up?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, if you've noticed, but Corey did an excellent job at, really narrowing down what the actual expense is, because there's a lot of red in your previous years. We may not have seen a lot of red, and honing it in a little closer than
Corey was the gentleman on the corner.
Yeah,
he's done a really good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say I looked at the high school tuition, because I've always had a problem, not in the past, I had a problem with the way that the the school board computed high school tuition. They took every single kid in the eighth grade, even if they had no intention of going to public high school. So I always look at that, and it's completely different this year than it has been in the past. So I do appreciate that.
I really appreciate
it. He actually looked at it and got better numbers rather than just saying, okay, everybody's going to go to Pinkerton.
I'm just curious how he came to that, though.
Probably an average, five-year average or so.
Apparently, an eighth grader, no one's ever asked.
Nobody ever asked you.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I was thinking he must have asked everybody, but he didn't.
Might have asked my kid. But
I think, so Pam, well, the guidance counselor, at some point, like, you go and you meet with them, and then, like, I think course selection should be coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they go over, like, I think it's January. It might be course selection, so they might have a better idea.
Well, that's got to be hard to, I mean, 23, 24.
Oh, yeah, that's,
you might
yeah.
move out of town or anything else.
Yeah, right? You don't know. You don't know.
What was the town's increase? Do you remember the percent? I don't have
I can tell you.
I know you always travel.
Ambulance.
With.
Yeah.
Well, this one, did you notice retirements are 120,000? Remember the first line? On the school budget.
Because we have three retirements.
Yep.
That still really gets to me. But I realize it's contractual.
Yes.
But the next time we negotiate a contract, boy, I would like to see that go. I'd rather give them more money while they're working and not pay them
to go
when they leave.
How long do we do that for?
They get a lump sum.
One lump sum.
But they also get a pension.
Right.
So, and it's not like an early out. You know how sometimes they'll give you extra money to get you to leave early?
Yep.
It's not that.
A buyout or
everybody gets it.
And do you have to be here for a certain period of time before you get that?
It's written in the contract. So these three are like, I think it's the arts teacher, Mrs. Susie, and this is the science teacher, So they're long timers, and it's the last year on the contract that has the retirement bonus.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because we're renegotiating right now.
So the new contract will go into effect next year.
And it's not going to have that? Oh, I don't. You can't say. You can't say. It's all right. You don't have to say anything. But
we'll know. More
I know.
Less, you know,
yeah. You can't
still
say.
In negotiation.
Yeah.
So when I looked at that, and then I looked at the bus increase, I was like, okay. And special ed.
Yeah, but I can share that the feedback, you know, was strong last year about that buyout. So that went into the negotiation. So.
Good.
Are you negotiating for a contract that's going to be on this?
Correct, Dick.
This year's?
Well, it'll be a warrant article on this year's, correct, in March. Right, for the 3-year. That's for the teachers' CEA, the Candy Education Association. And then the paraprofessional contract is the following year for their 3-year.
How about the first of the staff?
That's the following year.
There's more than two, though, isn't there?
No, just those two contracts.
Okay.
Yeah, just the two. Paraprofessional, the administrators are not on their year to year or
We just renegotiate 2 years.
Correct. Those are through the SAU. So those are separate. Not at the town level. But we pay a percentage obviously through this budget into those items.
Okay, would anybody like to make a motion about the school, you can make a motion.
I don't want to be there. I make a motion that we accept the budget as presented on November 30th. $10,320,832.
Okay, Stephanie makes a motion. Is there a second?
I want to make sure I'm looking at the right spot. So that's on the front of this sheet.
The bottom line.
And that's our bottom line.
Do we vote on the bottom or just the top?
We vote on the bottom. Is there a second? I'll second it for discussion, and we can talk about it.
That's a $10,320,000 is what you...
That's the motion, yeah.
Motion, okay.
See, it doesn't actually cost us all that because of the food services
correct.
And the grants. that's $300,000.
Yeah.
And that's, we get all that back.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, it costs us,
it gets us this
$10 million.
The 2.25 increase.
This, yeah.
I was going to say, I have a hard time having heartache with the 2.25% in light of the Pinkerton increases and the bus increases.
And the
and
fuel.
Inflation.
And the fuel, yeah.
Oh,
the 2.25 seems reasonable.
Well, and that's where I was just going through, you know, to Stephanie's comment about how much, what was his name again?
Corey.
I mean, I'm looking through all the areas, and granted, you could say something that even has a reduction in the budget, you could still try and reduce it even more, but I'm going through all the areas, and the only ones I'm finding that have increases are ones that are tied to special education, which we can't really do anything with, right?
Yeah.
And then the other ones are all tied to the benefit programs, which are then connected to the hiring of new teachers and the contracts, right? So, I'm kind of on board with what you're...
Yeah.
Thought process is around 2.25%.
Okay, we ready to vote? Okay, so we're going to do this one at a time. Russ, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Lynn? Yes. Rob?
Yes.
Yes. Dick?
Tucker abstained on this one, too.
Abstains. Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. So it's unanimous. Is there any other issues that you want to discuss? Okay, our next meeting.
Because we have a public.
The next meeting is December
6th.
It's a public hearing on the town budget.
Public on town, okay. Is that next week?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
And then after that is the 14th, which is the public hearing on the school budget. And of course, at that time, we can change our minds, but whatever. You know.
Yep. And I am to get from Bill the cost-educated Pinkerton student.
The total cost.
Total cost, and Dick wants a copy of the DOE 25.
Okay. All right. Anything
so
else?
I cannot be at the December 6th meeting. It's my last CYA meeting. Sniff, sniff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be here.
Like your final meeting?
Wait.
Yeah.
That's an excellent replacement, Bill.
Who's replacing you?
Is it been announced? Oh.
Yeah, Dennis is going to be the president for the final 6 months of his term. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's doing. He seems
that's great.
Pretty engaged.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll ever do this.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
So I can't make the 6th.
Okay.
But I can be here for the 14th. I may be in upstate New York. So I'll keep you updated on
how many years were you on the CYA as president?
I don't know, seven, maybe? I don't know, six?
Hmm. Well, we'll accept seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business that we need to go over? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Rob makes a motion to adjourn and a second.
I will second.
And Susan seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Hey, I haven't seen any Facebook.